Well, I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but what are you hoping to see from Brendan Lemieux today, Paul?
Just his game. He's an intense kind of grinding, maybe flirting with that new age kind of power forward. He's got a good heavy shot, a real good stick around the net, and doesn't mind heading to the front of the net. And he's one of the very few young players, and I guess Brandon Tanev possibly, but it comes in and it's not on a pure skill kind of outside perimeter game. He plays a more physical game, a driving game, and we got lots of room for that here. So if he can get in there, and all young players make mistakes, but get that energy level right here tonight and not cross that line, but be a good physical presence, should be a good opportunity for him.
Will you consider him for the penalty kill at all? I know you talked so much about the fourth line getting involved there.
You know what? It's open. We've got two penalty killers on the cusp of returning back into our lineup, and here comes the big jinx. But after our first two games, our penalty kill has been pretty darn solid, and it's actually outscored the other team 3-2. So we kind of like where we've gotten to it right now.
What's made the PK so dangerous in terms of shorthanded goals generated?
Well, there's some speed there. So we shifted personnel after the first two games, and you've got Scheifele and Wheeler and Tanev, and Armia has a history of being pretty effective. We've got Tyler Myers too up the ice. So we've got some guys on the back end that can transition off it. You're seeing a pretty significant shift in how power plays are run over the last few years, where there's far more up with four guys to the net, which is, you know, very effective, very dangerous. But any rebounds that come out, anything that comes out into that area, if you've got speed there, you can counter on that pretty quickly.
And what are the keys for Sean Matthias? He moves over to center here. Position he
started his career at it. I mean, face-offs are going to be one, but this is such a powerful face-off team. You're going to have a hard time getting to 50% anyway. But working down low size and moving the puck, it's not a big transition for him. I thought he moved pretty easily into that. We need to get Nick Patan out of the middle of the ice into the wing where he can find the puck in different areas on the ice.
And why Ben Chiarot tonight? Or what's made it a good game for him?
He's worked really hard. He's hungry. We're expecting this to be a pretty physical, strong game in the corners. That's really what we're hoping he brings to the table. Tucker had been good on his offside in exhibition. He had a rougher night along with the rest of the group, but tonight seemed like a real good place for Ben to get his chance to play.
Paul, how happy are you with the team's discipline in terms of penalties?
Not bad. You know, better, for sure. Much better. Sticks on the ice, and I think we've tried to adhere to the new standard slashing wall. A lot of times our positioning is our original positioning is much better. So incrementally better, for sure, but it's something that we look at pretty much daily.
We saw another one of those flashes of brilliance last game from Joel Armia. How do you get that more consistently out of him, or is that not a sustainable game to play?
Well, right, flashes of brilliance are going to be a lot to ask on a regular basis. Again, for him and for the rest of our team, this is Joel, it's almost all foot speed. It's getting the feet moving, getting really comfortable with the pace of the game, and then having the good things come out. Just like that goal toward the end of the play where he's gotten in trouble here is the first touch on the puck, his first movement isn't to speed, it's to something in the hands, and then there's a turnover, and that's caused him, certainly at the start of the year, caused him an awful lot of problems. So that turnover rate has to come down with Joel, and the starting point for us is we've got to get him moving a little quicker. So he had a groin injury in training camp. That's what kept him out of the lineup. That set him back, and he wasn't at speed when he came into the lineup. We think he's getting more. We see it in practice. Saw it toward the end of the last game. Saw it in practice here this week, so that's his starting point. We're real hopeful that he can get his game together and get moving.
To pull off moves like that, I mean, you'd think it would take a ton of confidence to even try that kind of stuff. Is he kind of a player who has up and down confidence, and is that something you have to
I think that'd be a pretty good assessment of how he would feel after his good games and his bad games, because there's a pretty big band of effectiveness. He's either just the goal that he scored, or there's been some turnovers there. We're with all of the young players that we've brought in, we have worked really hard not to hammer the creativity out of them and tell them that every puck has to get chipped out and every puck has to get chipped in. It has to be the right time, and you have to develop that. For Joel, we just feel it's more mechanics than anything else. His first thought has to be to move the feet, and then all of those other good things will still be there. He's got a fantastic set of hands. He probably employs them far too much, far more than he needs to. I mean, even you go back to think of the goal that he scored shorthanded against New Jersey last year, which it was just a brilliant piece of video. Well, he toe-dragged a guy twice in the neutral zone to do it while we're killing a penalty. We're excited about the event, but if you're able to recreate that over and over, I don't think many players can. So we're trying to help Joel find the right places and the right times on the ice to show some of those things that we can do. We still think he's a really effective player.
Paul, just with maybe the third and fourth lines, guys that get limited minutes, what do they have to be? What are the keys to maybe increasing those or garnering more minutes for themselves?
Playing in the other team's end, so all the things that come into that, you've got to be solid in your own end of the ice, and you have to drive the game with energy if you're not driving the game with elite skills. So blocking shots, finishing check-ins. If you're third, and really when you go into Edmonton and Adams in the lineup, that was a really effective line for us, and our bench, it runs quite a bit differently. But if those third and fourth lines can burn more time in the offensive zone, you can play them more, which keeps your top end fresher, and then they get more offensive zone time. They have a huge impact on the game. If they can be a bigger part of the penalty-killing unit, I don't have to pull Scheifele and Wheeler and Little to do those things. Our power plays fresher when they go out, and those guys' five-on-five minutes are better. So they have a big impact. We've got a number of candidates there, and Brendan now gets to join that group, so we're looking for that energy. We've got at least two players there that fit into those roles that we think are very close to coming back into our lineup, and they'll have a big impact there, and it truly changes the way your team looks.